USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Many states are dealing with the after effects of winter storms, including roads blocked and airports closed. The U.S. is now struggling to get coronavirus vaccine doses out, and it's falling behind schedule. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on ABC's This Week says they do have a backup plan.
We've been able to get about 2 million of those 6 million doses out. We expect to rapidly catch up this week, fill that backlog, make sure they're out to communities, and also meet our deadlines and our timelines of the doses that are due to go out this upcoming week.
The U.S. has now hit on a grim milestone with 500,000 coronavirus deaths. According to Johns Hopkins University, California has also reached a milestone at just under 50,000 deaths. The good news is that coronavirus cases and hospitalizations are now steadily declining in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The head of the UN nuclear watchdog says Iran is continuing to allow entry into their nuclear sites, but now with less access. Iran has been pressuring Europe and the Biden administration into returning to the 2015 nuclear deal. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
First, Joe Biden is intent, determined to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. Second, he believes that hard-headed, clear-eyed diplomacy is the best way to do that. And so he's prepared to go to the table to talk to the Iranians about how we get strict constraints back on their nuclear program. That offer still stands.
Sullivan appearing on CBS's Face the Nation. Electricity has finally been restored to millions of people in Texas after a winter storm knocked out the power. Utility crews are working to repair broken water lines in many parts of Texas. There's also food shortages due to transportation problems. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Major League Baseball star says he won't play during the coronavirus pandemic. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
Colorado Rockies star outfielder Ann Desmond has opted out of the 2021 Major League Baseball season, citing the ongoing COVID pandemic. Desmond had also opted out of last year's shortened season. Desmond has now missed out on a combined $13.5 million worth of salary, walking away from $8 million this season. In an Instagram post, Desmond said that his desire to be with his family is greater than the desire to go back and play baseball under these circumstances. He added that he would continue to train and that the Rockies organization has been supportive in his decision. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
NTSB investigators are beginning to search Broomfield, Colorado, just outside Denver, where parts of a plane fell from the sky. A Boeing 777 that was heading to Honolulu was forced to turn around and make an emergency landing after a mid-air engine fire.
Made it, and the firefighters came and doused the engine with some foam.
Passenger Barbara Underwood says the plane crew is credited for the safe emergency landing. There were no injuries. There was a big shootout at a gun store in Metairie, Louisiana, just outside New Orleans. A gunman inside opened fire and killed two people before the workers and customers killed the suspect.
I have multiple shooters here at this location that were either customers, employees, or individuals here at the location itself.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.